Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm going to put this in the hips file. And what's that? Hiding in plain sight. And you may have heard my recent 38 minute and 57 second piece I did on repressed technology. And I mentioned Dr. Sherry Edwards. And I said, Sherry's going to be on our show soon. And I've known Sherry for years. And I said, she's done stuff and now analyzing my voice frequencies and told me stuff about my health when I was younger. I didn't even know. I never mentioned to anybody as an adult. My wife didn't even know. And I said, truth detector can tell emotional states. And then we got into Tesla. And I said, Tesla said everything's about frequency. And this is what Sherry does. The big boys want to steal the technology from her. And she made it free. So that was actually smart because I detailed in that piece that some people have been killed over their developments, particularly in the energy field. Now, Sherry's not in the energy field, but she is in the truth detection field. But now there's no motive for money here. And now it's free. The genie's out of the bottle. And I'm happy to report, I believe Sherry's probably very, very safe from foul play. So anyway, before we get started with Sherry, I'm going to let you know that 78 banks are deemed to be on the verge of failure now, according to the Federal Reserve. And those people in the 78 banks, you better hear me and hear me clearly. And the rest of you who are in the American banking system that's nearing collapse, you need to hear this. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says that the banks can keep your money because you have been deemed by that unconstitutional law. It's illegal as hell, but it's still the law of the land. And it says that you're an unsecured creditor and your bank can keep your money. And if you do nothing, you're going to have a 1929 moment. And you're saying, whoa, really? They can do that? Yeah. Dodd-Frank 2010, look it up. Now, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for over 6 years. I've been an advertiser for 7 years. It took me about a year to figure out just how great they were. And I said, I got to do this. I'm diversified and we'll all take hits when the crash comes. And I will too. But I won't have a 1929 moment like my mom's family did. My mom's family was very wealthy. They're part of the Ford family. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ford, like the inventor of, you know, the assembly line for cars. He didn't help them at all when they went under. But they had massive real estate holdings and bank holdings and all gone in a day. And my mom, when she was about, I think she was 2 or 3 years old, she went from riches to rags. I don't want that to happen to you. So here's what you do. You go to DaveHodgesGold.com and there's an information packet that'll automatically be sent to you. Just fill out a brief form. They don't sell the data, by the way. Okay, this is not Google. And actually, they destroy the data. But we'll send you out that. Has the number for Noble Gold on there. And you call Noble Gold. They will never try to close you. I have to close every deal when I talk to them because I do reallocation of my percentages of where I have what. I never, never, never get closed by Noble Gold. I come in, I usually know what I want. And if you don't know what you want, like the first two times I talked to them, they just said, this is what we think and this is what people are doing. And then I had to decide. Never any pressure. But if you do nothing, you're going to have a bad ending. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you that everything that you do with any kind of investment carries an inherent risk. We agree with giving the warning. It's too bad they didn't give the warning with Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX, but we're happy to give that warning in good faith because we're part of an organization that has integrity. So DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'm telling you, I don't think we have a lot of time. I really don't. There's all kinds of red flags out there. Well, Dr. Sherry Edwards has made bioacoustic analysis an art form, and she's getting a lot of attention from my colleagues on an increasing level. She's becoming more familiar with the public. I mean, the public is saying, wow, I've heard about this, Dave. I have people asking me, when are you going to have Sherry back on? And so what she has done a lot on our show is take the voice prints of public officials, and we look for motives, personalities, tendencies that we need to watch out for because it's a clue on where things are going. So I asked her to take a look at the prosecutors, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Jack Smith, Fannie Willis. How's that for starters? And Barack Obama's thrown in there And I bet you too, if we could get Alex Soros, Sherry, we could probably nail him. But I looked for Alex Soros today and I couldn't find him. He doesn't make a lot of public appearances. He takes his photo with famous people at the White House, but he doesn't really go on the record with his voice. I looked long and hard today. Have you ever found anything on Alex Soros?
Yes, I have. I'm looking it up right now. The one I can't find is Juan Macon. I can't find any recording of him anywhere.
It's amazing.
Yes, I have Soros here.
Alex?
I have George Soros.
Yeah, we need Alex because George has stepped out of the way and Alex has taken over Open Society.
I don't have Alex, but I will get it for you.
Well, okay, I'm going to take my hat off to you ahead of time because I looked today for, oh, I don't know, 35, 40 minutes, and I'm pretty good at finding things. I could not find anything. I found lots of stuff referencing him, but I couldn't find where he said anything that was audible that you could play to hear. I'm sure it exists, but it's not omnipresent. By the way, before and during the deliberations in Trump's case in Manhattan, Alex Soros visited the White House 14 times, and he visited Obama when he was there. Obama, I thought he was out of office, and he took his picture with Kamala Harris, with the Energy Secretary Grantham, with Biden. So he very much was on top of what was going on with Manhattan. But anyway, let's go to what you have. You got Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Jack Smith, Fannie Willis. What have you discovered from their voice prints that is revealing as to what we should know?
Well, I've been trying to follow what's going on, and the more I dug into it, the more it seemed like it was an absolutely planned, concerted effort by these four people. And we've done this, we've had this program out since 82. It was actually my senior project when I was in interpersonal communication. I wanted to know what people's voice were telling them about them. And we found out that the vocal cords go through the recurrent laryngeal nerve, and that's what keeps the body in stasis. So I thought we could look at the voice, we could look at the frequencies, and those frequencies keep your blood pressure doing what it ought to do in your brain and whatever. Wonder if we could look at health. And that's what we've been studying for the last 35 or 40 years. And looking at people's voices, the people who have similar voices have similar perspectives, similar plans, similar outcomes. And when you look at these four people, and you have a picture of it, I don't know if we can show it or not on the screen, but their voices are just almost identical. They're all green, and that means for a purpose. And if you want a copy of this program, we'll get it for you, and you'll learn that green means I'm doing something for a purpose. And these four voices are nearly identical. And then you add Biden's in and you look at his green, and that's all for his personal ego.
Yeah,
So,
and the green represents a frequency, right?
yes, well, a octave of your voice. Like little kids speak in a higher voice and men speak in a very low voice. So the computer takes it all and puts it on a grid and tells us what's going on. And people can have this done at the soundhealthportal.com. You can have it done for free, or I'll give you the computer program. Just write to me and I'll send it all to you, including the textbooks and how to learn to do it and how to interpret it. But all four of these people have this level of green, which is accomplished, do for a purpose. So they all have the same purpose. Now, Alvin Bragg has a little more intellect. He has a little more yellow in his voice, which means he may be the mind behind this, or at least he thinks he's the mind behind it. He thinks his intellect is above other people's. But one of the things that's common is not any of them are concerned with the future or how it is affecting the people. They're almost dead in the water for people. One of the most dead, Alvin Bragg is the most dead, and then Fannie Williams. I know they want you to pronounce that Fani. I just can't. That's not how it's spelled. That's not what it is. And I just really detest her ideas about my way is the way it's going to be. And if you get in my way, I'll stomp all over you. So
Yeah.
we can look at these and see who's the one that tells the most lies, Alvin Bragg. And I have this all in a PowerPoint for people, and I'll send it to them if they want.
How do they get a copy of it?
They could just write to me, or I will give it to you, and you can have it so they can download it. Are you allowed to do that on your
Yeah,
site?
I think. It's not if I'm allowed. I am allowed because I'm going to put it on my website. The thing is I'm challenging myself on how I get that kind of file to produce on HTML document. I'll work on it, okay? And I have low friends in high places that might be able to help me. So, but yeah, I'll work on doing that. Soundhealthportal.com. Sherry, did you post this on your site?
Not yet. I wanted to do the show first.
Okay. All right. But Sherry will post this at soundhealthportal.com. I'm sure I got that right. When I type in your website now, it comes up automatically. So, you kind of forget what the website is. It's like a phone number on automatic speed dial. I think it's soundhealthportal.com and you can get the things about this. Did you see any signs of some, let's say, personality traits, characteristics, pathologies that concerned you with any of these four people?
Yeah, lack of foundation,
What does that mean
and
to you when you say lack of
that,
foundation?
what you get from your grandma, those morals and values, there that's lacking in all of these. And in Letitia James, there's a lot of fantasy. She's making a lot of things up.
Well, given her behavior with the prosecutor, I'm sure there's a lot of fantasies going on there. With good old Fanny Pack Willis.
One of the things too that's in there really heavy is they didn't care if any of this was overturned.
Really? How could you tell that from your profile?
And looking at it, the control issues, they wanted to control it to get a end product, but their ego's not connected to it. So it's not for any kind of egotistical gain. It's just to have the stuff done. And all the green is accomplish, accomplish, accomplish. But they don't have the values behind it to need or want to stand behind any kind of verdict. They don't care.
So they think they're on legal quicksand, but they're just going for a short-term effect. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the things that really bothers me about all of this is I interviewed probably more than 20 people just asking them questions about what they thought about this 34 document case, and not one of them could tell me what he was found guilty of. They couldn't put their fingers on it. Is it robbery? Is it bribery? Is it they didn't know.
Well, it should be mentioned that federal division in Lower Manhattan, that court, federal court refused to take the case. And it's really a federal case that's being tried out of jurisdiction. That was one thing. Then the Federal Elections Commission looked at this for any election interference that they're alleging. And they said, but we have to pass on this. There's nothing here for us to do. So you've already had two judicial entities look at this and say there was nothing here. The one thing that really disturbed me the most was the judge's instructions that you don't have to have a unanimous verdict to get a conviction. That is bogus. It's immediately overturnable. And I'm saying this, where is the chicken bleeper Supreme Court? You're a bunch of chicken bleepers except for Alito and Thomas. Where are you? They should immediately step in right now. But here's the problem. Sherry, how we need to do Justice Roberts. Would you make a note of that?
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you what people do. Do you mind if I relate a story on dirt on Roberts? And
Go ahead.
I believe it to be true. You can find this on the commonsenseshow.com. I wrote a lengthy article when Justice Scalia was murdered. Oh, he was murdered. There was no autopsy. They burned the body of a Roman Catholic by order of the judge. Okay. Cremation, Roman Catholic, pillowcase over the face when he was found, and no autopsy. And this is a Supreme Court justice. Where was his protection? They're assigned a federal marshal when they travel. Where was his protection? Well, here's the deal. Justice Roberts, this goes back to the Obama days and the healthcare issue, Obamacare. And Roberts has upheld Obamacare at every turn because he's compromised. And what I'm told by people that I trust is compromised, and I'll bring it back to Scalia in a second. He's compromised on the level that he's an Epstein Island boy. And Scalia, this is what I've been told by someone who I got to be careful how far I go with my description. Let's put it this way. They were in a position to know certain things about the Supreme Court. And so what I was told was that Scalia was intending on telling Roberts, I'm going to out you unless you stop voting with all these liberal causes. It's affecting your position on the court. And shortly after that is when Scalia was killed. And I'd like you to do an analysis of Justice Roberts. I have to say, this is a third-party revelation to me. So I know in a court of law, it's no more than hearsay. Do I believe it to be true? Well, he's supposedly a conservative. And look at all the liberal crap he's done on the bench. I'd say someone got to him. And certainly, you have to wonder why Scalia was murdered. The murder part is easy to prove. And I think that would stand up to an inquest, which was never done. But Sherry, linking Roberts into this, it wasn't Roberts that did it. So then you got to connect a third party to both of them. That's hard to do. Do I think it's true? Yeah, you're damn right. I think it's true. Supreme Court's dirty. It's dirty, and it's really dirty with Justice Roberts, in my opinion. So anyway, that was the anecdote. And let's come back and we'll do something on Roberts. But what about mental illness with any of these people? Let me tell you who I think is the most neurotic of the group. It's Letitia James. She, without interpreting your chart, and I'm going to ask you to respond to this. If I were just to base a diagnosis on her, since I'm a mental health professional by training, but I haven't interviewed her, and that's a weakness in what I'm going to say. But I'll say this: delusions of grandeur and extreme narcissism.
Yes, her
Is that,
highest net.
do you find that in her profile?
Yes, but there's very little ego. So it's somebody else's illusions that she's trying to fulfill. And
So she's being controlled, right?
her highest notes are in D sharp, control of information, and G sharp. I want to control physical
Okay.
something. I want to have a physical outcome. And she's pushing somebody else's physical outcome. Because she wants to be seen as the person who caused all of it.
Or there's a quid pro quo. You do the job here, and in this next administration, you'll have a senior position or judgeship or something really good connected to the Biden administration.
Yeah,
I don't know if
when
you
you
can
look at
tell
it.
quid pro quo, but you're saying she's doing someone else's bidding, right? Well, who would do that if they weren't going to be rewarded?
Well, look at the people who get the rewards from what Biden does, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But when you look at somebody's voice, and it's usually level all the way across, and when you look at Letitia James, her need for accomplishment is up and down and up and down. So she's got ego downs, but she's got justice normal. She's got information too high and outstanding. So she wants her information to be what is it, what's accepted, and she will not take no for an answer. What she says goes, and she wants to create something physical with that information that feeds back to her management of other people. She wants to be in a position to manage others and to manage information. But there's no ego attached to it.
So, what do you mean there's no ego?
When we look at her ego for the note of C, which is what you look at if this is their personal agenda, 42 is normal and she's below normal for accomplishing for something for her own ego.
So you're
Her
saying
UC.
she's maybe the opposite of narcissistic, as I suggested, and that she's more easily controllable because of that?
She would be easily controllable by something physical.
Hmm.
Position, money. The person that has the highest ego involved here is Biden.
Okay. So what I understand is she's sublimating her will, her judgment, her morality to carry out the mission of a third party, and she's weak enough to do it.
Yeah, she'll take on somebody else's stuff to make herself look better.
Okay, I still maintain there's a quid pro quo there somewhere. We may never know.
There has to be for all of it. Look at everything that Biden has done. Who's benefiting? Close the pipeline. Who's benefiting? Electric green cars, electric, take away the gasoline, control people. Whatever Biden is doing, there's a cost, there's a payoff. He's doing it for a payoff to the drug companies, to the green environment, to I have yet to figure out why or who he is serving when he closed down Afghanistan. I can't find that
Well, I can
anywhere.
tell you it's called handing over $80 billion of military equipment to your enemy. That's was the main, other than we lost 13 brave service people, but I think his objective was to
War?
hand over. I mean, all they had to do was destroy the equipment when they left, but they left it for the Taliban to get. That was not an accident.
So he's serving the Taliban.
I think interests connected to the Taliban, and who's connected to the Taliban? I wasn't going to go here, but you bring up a really interesting point with that question. Afghanistan is rich in lithium. Are you with me on this?
Yes, batteries.
They're rich on lithium. The Chinese are trying to garner the market on lithium. They got a lot of lithium in China to begin with. The Chinese are tight with the Taliban now. Now, I don't know, and I can't say for sure there are Chinese mining operations in Afghanistan, but I'd be shocked if there weren't. By the way, speaking of lithium, I found this out today. Some very informed people told me today, we're going to soon expose the whole thing, that in Lahaina, there's mass amounts of lithium. And they're making it impossible for the people to rebuild. To me, I think this is going to end up coming out. But lithium's a mover in the world today because it has military applications. It's a rare earth mineral. The Chinese really control the lion's share of it. And it makes sense that Biden, who's controlled by China, would basically turn over Afghanistan and armed Afghanistan to the Taliban. So China could come in and get the lithium. That makes perfect sense to me. One of the things I wanted to bring up too, I looked into the prosecutorial background of Jack Smith, the documents prosecutor. And I see a man who I would almost categorize as at least borderline sociopathic. He might not meet, let me break this down for the audience real quick. There's a disorder called antisocial personality disorder. It's a combination of the old psychopath and sociopath and the old DSM manuals from decades ago. And antisocials can do things without conscience. They can be very clever. They can lie with a straight face because they have diminished brain capacity for emotional empathy. And so they don't give themselves away when they lie. They can pass a lie detector test. This is why. This disorder is why lie detector tests are not admissible in court. And I look at Jack Smith and his background with his prosecutorial misconduct. I look at him as at least borderline antisocial personality disorder. What do you see here with him along those lines of being exploitive, manipulative, no conscience, no moral judgment? How do you judge him?
Well, one of the things I tried to look at was what is the weakness of each person. So if somebody wants to go after him, they can. And with Jack Smith, I was really surprised because he has this face of I show nothing. But underneath, he constantly fights with himself. I want to think this, I want to do this. This is what I'm going to do. No, I can't do that. So his internal fight with himself is his weakness. He doesn't know what he really feels, so he puts on this false face.
I think that's probably his constant state. In almost 60% of antisocials, a lot of it's inborn, it's genetic. And Sherry, what you find here is they lack emotional capacity for things like empathy. For example, if you tell them a joke that has any emotional content to it, whatever the joke would be, okay? So you tell them a joke. Everyone else around them could be laughing. They don't get it. So what antisocials get really good at is how to read body language as a compensatory mechanism to fit in with the people around them. So they kind of look around. Okay, I know I'm supposed to laugh now. I know I'm supposed to say this response, even though emotionally I don't feel it. And it's not that they're trying to deceive or being phony. They don't have the capacity for this. This is why they can do such horrible things without a conscience. Adolf Hitler was a classic antisocial personality disorder. Let's kill six.
Emotionally, he's very inconsistent. Does that fit? Like with his interactions
He
with
may have
staff?
trouble reading the tea leaves of the people he's supposed to be pleasing. How far am I supposed to go with this? What am I allowed to get away with? Here's one thing about Jack Smith that's interesting. Antisocial seek power. Okay, that's Jack Smith. But Jack Smith has a history of prosecutorial abuse towards witnesses, withholding evidence, exculpatory evidence, verbal abuse, and cross-examination of a witness on the stand. This is his background. This man has no filter when it comes to his aggression in the course of his profession. So that's why I said I think he has antisocial personality disorder.
Do you match he and Letitia James? Because their vocal print most match each other, where they're giving nothing emotionally to other people. They just don't, it's not there, it's not in their chart.
I don't see Letitia as being antisocial personality disorder. Because Jack Smith, if Trump got convicted under his watch, Jack Smith would not gleefully hold a party. He'd look at it as a victory and move on. But antisocials lack the emotional depth to really celebrate in that fashion. Letitia James, on the other hand, when she said, "It's my mission to get Trump, and I'm running on getting Trump," when she was running for the AG's office, she takes almost a perverse pleasure and trying to harm him. And that's something entirely different. That's not antisocial personality disorder. That's quite the opposite. It's just, there's not really a mental illness to describe this, except she's just kind of a human turd that enjoys making people miserable. That's how
Well,
I describe her.
she lacks emotional A sharp and B, and that all of those notes are for the outcome for other people to be positive, and she doesn't have that in her chart. She didn't care if it's not positive. She doesn't care what the outcome is, whether it helped people or not. Is the feeling's just not there.
So her contract for advancement just has to do with performance and carrying out a mission. She doesn't care if she's done it right. She just cares that I did my job, which tells you she's made a quid pro quo deal.
She cares that it has the physical outcome that she needs it to have. That's her highest scores. She needs to control the physical outcome. I don't think these people cared at all. I think they knew everything was going to get reversed and they didn't care.
Their mission is to interfere in the election. I mean, that's their mission. So,
Yes.
and that's where you see the likeness in their profiles. Their motivations are similar, correct?
Yes, and one of the things that's being ignored with all of these people is the idea of law and order. Do you remember how many times we have talked about Trump being the gunslinger and that he's there to protect the people? People may not like him, may not like his methods, but they like the outcomes. And that's what they're trying to do. Look at all these old westerns where a gunslinger came in to clean up the town. What was it? Have gun, will travel. And they hated the man, but they loved how he protected them. And that's where Trump is, and that's what they're trying to destroy. Trump needs to turn around and make his campaign about law and order, because that's what people are feeling, but nobody's talking about it. And I'll make a prediction. This trial where he was found 34 counts, I was found guilty. The next most published, most popular book in America is going to be somebody who takes those 34 counts and dissects them and gives people the real meaning of what this was. And I wish Josh Hawley would do it. I really respect him as a Trump.
Okay. I agree with you on that. I totally agree. Let's take Fannie Willis for a second. Without having interpreted what you have, I see her as being childlike, almost to the point of being foolish. And her actions speak to foolishness. When you're having sex with the prosecutor, it kind of destroys your objectivity in the case. So, but I see her as being childlike. Very immature and impulsive. Do you see anything related to that?
Well, she lacks emotions of the right brain. She and Alvin Bragg are alike in that way. They both lack emotions when it deals with the right brain,
It's a
empathy.
lawyer trait. It's a lawyer trait, though. You see this on the show Suits. They accurately portray this in the series. They do some really good psych workups in that show Suits. The subtleness behind the personality builds they do is really good. But what you see a lot, and you see it with Harvey Specter, the main character, one of the two main characters, he says, "My job is not to get attached to any party in the trial. My job is to win." That's left brain. And everything is logical, left brain. Now, his counterpart, Mike Ross, the other character, Mike Ross is the opposite. He brings feeling, emotion, let's do the right thing here to the table. That's very right-brained. So, what you're describing about left brain dominance here with Willis and Bragg, I would expect to find that. And it doesn't mean that when they go home to their families, that they don't have right brain type of interactions with their families. Like if their kid were to fall down and skin their knee, I mean, they might very well be upset and feel bad for them and so forth. I mean, that's very right brained and shows some empathy. I'll tell you one thing, Jack Smith ain't showing empathy to anybody. That's who this is who he is. He's a hard, callous person because of his mental illness. But Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis, I want to talk about Fannie Willis though. Do you see? Is she logical by the book or is she impulsive?
She just wants to get it done no matter what it takes, and she doesn't think about the outcome.
Okay, so the ends justifies the means.
Yes.
Sherry, here's the thing that about Fannie Willis that stands out to me as an outstanding characteristic. Fannie Willis has sex with a prosecutor. That's about as reckless and impulsive as a thing as you could do as a prosecutor. And it wasn't a one-time spontaneous heat of the moment. We could understand how that could happen. This was planned trips and vacations and repeated affairs. That's ludicrous for
Well,
someone in a high-profile trial where the world is watching and you're engaged in this kind of behavior. That's why I labeled her as impulsive.
her whole thing is me first.
How does she
She's like
score
a
on
child.
ego?
How could she what?
How does Willis score on ego?
Higher than normal when it comes to I will take my self-worth from what I accomplish, very low on how this is going to affect others in the future. And she has no A. A is other people's rights and management of them physically to see that they get what they need. She doesn't have any energy there.
Yeah, that could be psychological, where she has no empathy, and we're kind of into the domain where at least she may not be antisocial personality disorder, but she may have some of the traits. But it also could be a factor of her profession. She's a prosecutor. So I don't care about your rights. My job is to get a win, get a conviction, so I have a high conviction rate and I can move up in my career. So
Yeah,
I could
she's
go either way on her, but I think it's the latter. But Sherry, I'm just wondering, look at her profile. Look at having sex with a prosecutor in one of the most watched trials in American history. This is craziness.
it all her stuff about sex is all about accomplishment, what I can do, what position will I have with this person if they owe me sexually. It's like sleeping with somebody to get ahead in your job. Only hers was the opposite, I guess. But she has really high scores in accomplish through sexuality. The F and F sharp.
Okay, can you explain that a little bit? You say that last part again.
The F and F sharp in her file, and I'm looking at it, it's really high. It's off the chart high. And F and F sharp is either prestige through position or money. So a lot of men have high F and F sharp. High F and F sharp in a male is high sexuality. She's taking advantage of that. I see her as even having some male traits of using people physically. But all four of these people are not identical, but they're enough alike for me to say these four people were involved in a concerted, centralized, deliberate effort to accomplish something. And just from their words and what's happened, it's take down Trump no matter what, and we don't care if the outcome is reversed because we want the verdict to be part of his reputation. We want to put him in jail. You know, it if they put him in jail, I just cringe at the thought of that. Look what they did to Epstein.
I think they put Epstein in safety. Epstein's not dead, Jerry. He had too many dead man switches. Look, the camera's conveniently off. The guard wasn't there. They whisked him out. They put another body in there. Epstein would have had dead man switches where every leader in the world that ever went there would have been it would have been revealed if he was killed. I just don't see him being dead. I really don't. But I hear what you're saying on this other thing here. With Fannie Willis, am I hearing anything like we see with Kamala Harris and her past, sleeping your way to the top?
I would say so.
Yeah, that's the impression I got too. Sex is a tool. So if you're sleeping with the prosecutor, if we pursue that line, she's sleeping with the prosecutor to get him to do her bidding for prosecution so she can look good.
When you talk about Kamala and sexuality, that brings me to Hunter Biden. I think that's how she got the vice president position. She was intimate with Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden put her in there because of that relationship.
You're kidding me. Now, I know she slept her way to the top in California politics. That's well known. But you're saying she slept with Hunter Biden as a way to secure the vice presidency? Yeah, I
I
guess
think
I'm
so.
naive. I thought she was picked. Look, of all the Democratic candidates in the primary, she polled last despite having the most expenditures in campaign funds. And I thought she was picked for two reasons. She's female and she's black. But you're saying she had a little. How do you know she had sex with Hunter Biden? I've never heard this before.
I don't know it. I just look at the matches on their vocal print. And Hunter Biden's sex was for a purpose, for a selfish purpose. And I think Kamala's is for a purpose of aggrandizement.
Okay. So if you were investigating them as people, you would start with that. possible relationship. Okay.
I would, but I think this whole trial is about the intention is dissension. They want to cause trouble for Trump, his family, anybody associated with him, take him down. And that's exactly what all four of these trials are about, and what that Jean Carroll was about. You know, I was talking to some man about what do you think about these trials Trump is going through. And he thought this current one that he was found verdict guilty of was about that $81 million. And this guy says because he touched somebody in a closet. That's how mixed up and ignorant people are.
Yeah, exactly. I hear what you're saying there. Wow, that is amazing. Let's turn our attention to Alvin Bragg. In this trial, he was very emotionally involved early on. I've done this. I said I was going to do this, and my God, he's going to stand trial. But once the thing started, he kind of backed off big time. Tell me about Alvin Bragg. What kind of person is he from your analysis?
Ego is more than normal, but his most the trait he wants to show most is I planned this, I carried it out, I did it.
Yeah.
He
I
has
think
a
it's obvious he's seeking higher office, maybe running for mayor or running for governor. Do you see ambition in his modalities there that you analyze?
Yes, we're looking at a conflict between accomplishment and emotions. So he doubts himself a little bit, but not nearly as much as Jack Smith does. But he has been given some kind of authority to carry out his own plan. And like Hunter, one of his first interviews was he showed that he was going to be protected no matter what. And that's some of the things that Alvin Bragg shows. He's going to be protected no matter what. So he just feels like he has free rein to do whatever plan he wants. And let's take down Trump no matter what the cost. We don't care if it's reversed. We want his reputation ruined now. We want him in jail now. Get it done. He has a very high opinion of his own intellect.
Yeah. Going back to Jack Smith for a second, the analysis that you're offering and my observations that says this man's mentally ill, he's a sociopath, psychopath, combined antisocial personality disorder. He's not only been guilty of abusive prosecutorial misconduct, but he didn't go through the selection process that a special prosecutor has to go. They have to have some congressional approval. And Sherry, they didn't do it. And you know why they didn't do it? Because if you put this man on display and you had him go through a grilling session with some GOP that were sincere, he might lose it. And also too, I think they wanted to obscure his background with alleged and actually proven prosecutorial misconduct. So they broke the law. Merrick Garland broke the law when he put Jack Smith in charge.
Jack Smith is a kind of vocal print and inner dialogue turmoil. That's the kind of person who commits suicide.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, this is coming together very, very nicely for us here in terms of how this lays out. So effectively what you're telling me, if I can make a general blanket conclusion, maybe with the exception of Jack Smith, because he's not on the same playing level as the other three, but Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and Fannie Willis. It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to try to get a conviction. I've done my job. I'm done with it. I don't care what happens. I've done my duty. Democrats, be happy with me. Does that pretty well sum up what you're seeing?
Yes. But I also see that they're alike and they've been given permission to move forward. Whoever's giving them permission doesn't care how it gets done, just as long as it gets done and we ruin
Exactly.
his reputation. It's backfiring on them. But that's what's going on.
Well, Something I'm going to talk about, I'm having an internal dialogue with myself whether or not I should reveal this, but I will. And this has been discussed. Guy named Colangelo was the number three in justice. He drops off at Letitia James, helps her with her deal. Then he moseys on and is hired by the Manhattan DA and has taken about a 60% cut in pay. So he goes from the number three position in the DOJ to the Manhattan DA's office. The White House was directing this prosecution. That's Merrick Garland, was part of this. This is the only thing I can conclude. And also, he was part of what Letitia James is doing. What I have not been able to do is if they dispatched the number three man in justice to go to the Manhattan DA's office, and he also had touched briefly with Letitia James, you would expect they would have done the same thing with Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis. I've not been able to determine that. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes and ears open because I have a suspicion that the longer we go, we're going to find out there's more DOJ employees that helped Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis. I think there's no question. With Jack Smith, I don't think he needs the assistant. He's a pit bull. He has no restraints because he's mentally ill. He's a sociopath. Wow. This was worth the price of admission, Sherry. This is good stuff. I think we need to follow up with some related characters on this. I wonder how Merrick Garland overlays with these four as well, because I guarantee he's involved.
I will look at their voice and see how many people I can bring in. But remember when we did President Xi's voice and Biden, their vocal print was very much alike. They had the same need for the outcomes. It's control.
No, you're
All
right. You're right, Sherry. And I got to tell you, all are controlled. They're all playing their role. There's no question. Oh, thank you for doing this good work. Folks, this technology can be made available to you. The training is free. And Sherry, this is offered at soundhealthportal.com, right?
yes, they can get it there or soundhealthoptions.com. They can download it directly from there.
Okay. I know I've been saying soundhealthportal.com for years, so I'm kind of stuck on that in my mind.
Yeah, it's there.
This technology is free to you, it's verifiable. And I would tell you this, if we could make this go viral, like this show, do your work, start talking to people about how this works and what you've learned, because you can analyze these people the same way. This could really turn America into really knowing what type of people are in charge.
It helps you confirm what you already suspect.
You really caught me off guard with the Letitia James. That's my biggest surprise in all this. Letitia James is just a weak-willed, milquetoast ninny that will do what she's told. And I thought kind of the opposite here. I almost put her in the category of Jack Smith. But what you're saying does make a lot of sense. So if you ever got her on the stand, she would crumble like a house of cards.
Her
Sherry, we're out of
voicemail.
time, so I'm going to give those addresses out again. Soundhealthportal.com and soundhealthoptions.com, and you can just walk through the steps and you're going to get trained on how to do this, and you'll start saying things to your husband and wife like, "Who's Betty? Who's Jack?" No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
This will make sense to you. Letitia James' vocal print is most like Michelle Obama.
I got to think about that one. I got to think about that one. But folks, this is the technology that's been repressed. And we could thank Sherry for bringing this out. There's health implications too. So there's much more than what we did here. We've stuck pretty close to the geopolitical and the psychological stuff, but there's geopolitical implications. There's all kinds of stuff here. And it's really worth your time to go to soundhealthportal.com or soundhealthoptions.com and follow the great work that Sherry does and learn how to do this for yourself. Sherry, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on.
It was awesome to get to spill the beans here.
I agree. Thanks, Sherry. I don't want to give the left, the Democrats, the Uniparty, too much credit for being intelligent, but I'm going to tell you what Dave Hodges was do if I was satanically inspired, desire to bring down my country, hope to win an election if we have one. I'll tell you what I would do. And there's a little rumbling out there that makes me think it's possible. I just don't think these leftist bozos are that smart as they do the bidding of the fallen angels. My name's Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by the Magic Dicol product line. And in that, we get the gel where your joints will just, hey, like me, I can do squats now. The Metasomer gel. You can get the Nanosoma spray. And I told you my luck with that. I mean, I had a bad prognosis with RSV, stripped lung linings, and this was the only thing I was doing. And today I'm in the best shape I've been in 25 years. And then they have the cream, the Metagel cream, which is takes away the wrinkles. Take a look at it. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, Mitt Romney is a consummate, let's profit off Ukrainian. Yeah, he was. He's one of them boys. His family, one of them guys. Ukraine, he's a classic Uniparty. He was actually doing too well in the election. He knew he was supposed to lose to Obama in 2012, and he just stopped campaigning. That's because he's a good Uniparty guy. He's a team player for Team Bolshevik Communists. And he has floated an idea out there, and I think it's interesting. Now, he's out of public office. He still runs his mouth, and I guess some leftists listen to him. I do because it's my job. I hope you don't because it's not your job, and this guy's full of it. But he said one thing that got my attention, that Biden should pardon Trump. Do you hear the music? Dun, dun, dun. That, I think, would be brilliant. I think it would be brilliant. First of all, I think it would negate an appeal. This conviction will be overturned. I don't think before Trump will be in prison, but it will be overturned. This judge, this Colombian Bogota cartel judge, broke every rule in the book. I mean, after all, folks, come on. The federal courts could have taken Trump down on this, or they said no, they couldn't. And they declined to prosecute. The DOJ refused to prosecute. And then, of course, the Federal Elections Commission, democratically run, refused to act on anything. But just this Bogota judge, Bogota merchant is what I'm going to call him, bogus Bogota, and this corrupt jury. Did you see the story they planted? One of the jurors is reporting they tried to bribe him with $120,000 to find Trump innocent. That's a bunch of BS. You know, it's the old Cloward and Piven nonsense. Accuse your enemy of what it is you're doing. Hey, listen, I hope there's a some kind of federal official out there at some point in time that can take every one of those jurors and turn their finances upside down. Now, maybe we'll find nothing and I'll have to come back and say, okay, no harm, no foul. They're just all deluded and they didn't understand the law and they were hoodwinked by Bogota judge. But I have a feeling where there's smoke, there's fire. And for them to return a 34-count indictment, 9 hours of deliberation, no way in hell. No way in hell did that happen. They knew ahead of time this was a rigged trial for sure. But I think the Democrats would be smart. Now, I'm also seeing now where some Democrats in New York are urging Hochul to pardon Trump. See, I think that would give them the upper hand. Convicted felon running for president, and you can't take it off on appeal? Boy, boy, that's interesting, isn't it? What do you think? Do you think that there'll be a pardon for Trump from the Democrats to play this strategy? I think it's their best play. But then again, when you try to give these people credit for being intelligent, They're knee-jerk Bolshevik communists with satanic overtones. They don't think, they just react. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Let me know what you think.